Welcome back to Mari. Podcast. Oke. Gue gak tahu siapa yang dengerin podcast ini, tapi selamat mendengarkan ocehan-ocehan gue.
I mean, demografiknya ada di Anchor, but I don't know who. Namanya tuh gak ada.
Gue gak tahu siapa yang denger dan sasarannya, pasar kita tuh siapa, gue gak tahu.
But thank you for listening. Really, thank you.
Ya. Yeah.
Sumpah, thank you.
Karena gue terkejut kalau misalnya emang ada yang dengerin.
I mean, technically we don't get any money from it. We don't get any fame from it.
But we gain
satisfaction, that's it.
Yes, and fun.
And fun.
Absolutely. So, di episode kali ini.
Sambil makan Richies, guys, karena Richies lagi promo. Holy cow. Gue makan level 5 dan ini gak pedes sama sekali. Demi Tuhan, gue gak ngerasain pedes.
Iya, dia gak ngerasain pedes, tapi mungkin gue yang makan level 1 ini bentar lagi bakal teriak-teriak karena gue kepedesan.
Gue gak tau. Gue bahkan bibir gue gak jontor lagi, man. Ini kayak, it's rigged. I don't think this is level 5. Like, I really don't think so.
Kayaknya gara-gara promo jadi
Dikurangin.
Cabai mahal.
Cabai berapa sih sekarang sekilo?
Gak tahu, gue gak pernah beli cabai lagi.
Gue lupa, gue mau cek kemarin. Anyways, Fania finally have a topic for us today.
Iya, jadi ceritanya adalah kemarin, gue lupa. Temen gue tuh tiba-tiba ada ngechat gue, kayak, Fan, ada foto waktu SMP gak? Gue kayak, hah? Terus gue kirim kan foto gue waktu SMP yang masih buluk dan kayak babu gitu. Kayak poni gue tuh masih di tengah-tengah lurus. Dan rambut gue sebahu. Gue gak ngerti. And then, setelah gue kirim, dia temen gue nih bilang kayak, lu tau gak kenapa gue minta foto lu waktu SMP? Soalnya gue lupa lu SMP di mana. And I'm like, what? Iya, gue lagi flashback nih ke masa-masa sekolah. She's a mother of one.
Oh, dia.
One kid, one dog, and one cat.
Nice.
She's a mother of three. So, it's fine. Kalau dia mau flashback, gue kayak, I'll help you. Terus gue keinget zaman-zaman gue sekolah itu. Gue jadi salah satu orang yang dipercaya sama teman-teman gue untuk curhat dan ditanyain gimana cara nyelesain masalah. Sekarang gue baru sadar kalau misalnya hal-hal tersebut yang nambah beban gue makin berat. Terus gue mengingat-ingat kembali apa advice-advice goblok gue yang dulu pernah gue kasih ke teman-teman gue dan dilakuin sama mereka. Gue masih nggak ngerti kenapa mereka percaya sama gue dan ngelakuin itu. That's kind of funny, but kalau gue inget-inget kayak, no, don't do that. Dulu tuh temen gue pernah ada yang lagi galau, terus datang ke gue. Fun, gue bingung deh. Dia tuh naksir gak sih sama gue, anjing? Gue cuma, ya lo gimana kondisinya sama dia? Ya kita udah chat setiap hari sih, terus juga dia nganterin gue pulang gitu-gitu. Terus gue kayak, ya, it's worth a shot. So, mungkin lo tunggu aja kapan dia nembak. Iya deh, oke deh. Atau kalau temen gue lagi galau karena Fan katanya dia deket sama ini. Kalau gue sekarang, gue akan bilang, ya kenapa lo stay sama dia? Betul? Kalau dulu gue akan bilang, siapa sih itu cewek? Hah? Ayo kita cari terus kita teror. Oh my god. Gue ngomongin cewek itu kayak, ah, lo tau gak sih, dia tuh yang ngerebut ini dari ini, terus gini. Hah, masa sih? Ih, jahat banget. Gimana sih? No, don't do that. Ketika gue mengingat-ingat kembali masa-masa itu tuh kayak, a mess. Temen gue putus. Terus datang ke gue, Fan, dengan nangis-nangisnya, gue diputusin. Gue masih gak habis pikir sama yang gue bilang waktu itu. Gue dengan santainya gue bilang, lo kenapa diputusin? Lo kejar balik dia dong. Lo ambil lagi hatinya.
Bad advice.
Sekarang kalau gue inget-inget, gue menyesal. Gue menyesal gue berbicara.
Jadi, advice apa yang akan lo berikan ke diri lo yang lebih muda? Anggap lo sekarang umur lo 16. Lo nih depan muka lo ada your 16-year-old ada, self.
Yes.
What are you gonna say to her? The baby, little baby.
Stop taking everyone else's
liability.
Stop taking everyone else's. It's not your job. See, I was a people pleaser since I was a kid. Sampai sekarang. Dan gue gak akan keberatan kalau orang minta tolong atau minta advice atau mau curhat ke gue. Jadi, feel free to knock my DM. Temen gue pernah diselingkuhin, terus dia bilang ke gue.
Damn.
Temen gue pernah diselingkuhin. Gue lagi mikirin temen gue yang cewek, yang cowok ya. Karena emang segitu banyaknya orang yang nyari gue cuma buat dapet petuah dan gue nggak tahu apa yang gue omongin. Gue nggak ngerti apa yang gue omongin back then. Like seriously, stop talking. God. Orang selingkuh terus gue suruh ya udah stay aja kalau lu sayang sama dia. Oh my god, that was the worst advice I've ever given to everyone.
Oh my god.
If you love him, stay for him.
I'm gonna kill you. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Everything I stand for, like everything. Like, are you kidding me?
Okay.
If someone cheats on you, stay with them because that's love. Oh my god.
Itu waktu gue SMP.
Anak SMP tahu apa sih tentang selingkuh?
Yes.
And love?
Yes. Dengan polosnya itu gue bilang, temen gue tuh datang nangis-nangis gitu ke gue kan, dan gue dengan penuh rasa kasihan kayak.
Wait, hold on. Anak SMP udah diselingkuhin?
Iya.
What kind of school do you go to? Like, is there some kind of breed of middle school kids that I was not aware of pas gue SMP juga yang is romantically active? Like, actually?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't even think about boys in that way.
Oh my god.
Di SMP. No. Yang gue tahu adalah jam kosong kapan. Abis ini gue pulang jam berapa dijemput-jemputan. Gue main dulu, nongkrong dulu, atau langsung pulang. Kapan gue les? Like, shit like that. Gue ntar malam makan apa? McD atau Hokben? Like, shit like that, you know? Not like, that guy is so cute. Like,
Gue gak punya track record pacaran selama... Sampai gue SMA.
Not even.
Gue baru punya pacar ketika gue umur 20 tahun. Jadi gue gak punya track record punya pacar sebelum itu. Tapi kenapa orang-orang mencari gue ketika mencari advice untuk love life? Waktu kelas 7 temen gue aja yang dimanipulasi sama kakak kelas.
Oh my god, chew with your mouth closed.
Kayak baru lewat di otak gue. Waktu gue kelas 7 temen gue yang dimanipulasi sama anak kelas 9.
Creepy.
And dia kayak, Fan, temenin aku duduk di koridor yuk. Okay. And then gue jadi third wheels. Dia duduk sama cowoknya sebelah. Gue di ujung biar nggak kelihatan awkward, padahal itu awkward banget. Dan dari awal tuh gue udah bilang kayak, gue nggak percaya sama cowok ini gitu loh. Serius, iya dia baik banget soalnya. And you know, anak kelas 7 tahu apa sih?
High School Musical.
Jadi gue cuma, okay, ya udah kalau lu seneng gue temenin, gak apa-apa, apapun itu asal lo bahagia. Yang berujung skandal gue gak ngerti apaan. Pokoknya ada sebuah skandal yang gue gak ngerti apaan. And then, terus gue pernah ngasih advice apa lagi ya?
Wait, is this advice you used to give when you were young? Or advice you would give to your younger self?
Both of them.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tough luck buddy, because I don't remember shit. What advice have I given my friends? Like, I don't know. Oh my god.
Ow.
Oh my god, you guys, I'm like a mutant right now. Jangan kebalik, Van.
Enggak, Ra. Ini pedas level 1.
Yeah, that's just barbecue sauce. That's literally just barbecue sauce.
Enggak, ini pedas. Nah, gua punya satu.
Oke. Okay. Gue udah gak inget sih advice apa aja yang pernah gue berikan ke temen gue. Waktu gue muda. I mean, I'm still young, but like pas gue masih remaja. But like, I was always like fuck them kind of person, you know. Jadi kayak kalau ada masalah sama orang, ya udah nggak usah diurus lagi, just drop them from your life.
Gue masih nggak ngerti kenapa gue sama Rara bisa temenan sekarang.
Cause that was when I had my walls high up. So like that was my coping mechanism because you know me right now, karena gue bener-bener soft. Sekarang gue bener-bener kayak, I mean like I feel I haven't felt like myself in a long time. Kayak ini gue banget gitu. Tapi gue tuh bener-bener kayak super sensitif, super soft, super apa ya, like romantic. I don't know, like aww gitu lah kayak, ooh, I don't know the word. Kayak just like soft, you know. Jadi kayak back then people were cruel, right? Gue tahu di environment gue tuh orang-orang tuh nggak baik, kurang baik. Karena when you were in middle school or high school, you can't really choose your friends.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Ya, yeah, kan kayak your peer chooses for you gitu loh.
Mm-hmm.
Kayak lu bisa aja cuma temenan sama segelintir orang, but like lu masih punya kayak teman-teman seangkatan yang whether or, ya mau gak mau dia akan affects you gitu loh. And it affects me a lot because I'm like super sensitive and shit to other people's feelings, kan?
Mm-hmm.
Jadi, I've learned to have this coping mechanism of building a wall around myself yang bener-bener tinggi dan gak ada yang bisa masuk. Jadi kayak gue tuh bener-bener dulu kayak not even like antisocial, ya. I don't know what it's called. I was just a loner, kayak I don't trust anyone. Like, I wouldn't put my trust in anyone. I wouldn't depend on anyone. Dan ketika orang-orang like would ask for my advice, which is a rare occasion. Karena orang was scared of me, cause I was just like so distant. Like kalau kayak di Sleeping Beauty tuh istananya tuh udah dipenuhin apa?
Pohon berduri.
Gue udah kayak gitu ibarat. Jadi nggak ada yang berani deketin. That was my coping mechanism. So like ketika ada orang yang minta advice ke gue, I would just like just detach.
Okay.
Cause like that was what works for me. Jadi I just throw that advice to everyone, cause it works for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was too dumb to understand that what works for me might not works for anyone else. Jadi kayak gue cuma kayak yaudah tinggalin.
Gue tuh dulu bener-bener kayak memposisikan kalau gue ada di posisi mereka, and I'm like, ding, okay, oh you should do this. Temen gue pernah. Dia diantar sama gebetannya naik angkot, ditemenin pulang naik angkot.
I miss angkot loh,
lucu banget sumpah. Terus pas dia turun pipinya dicium gitu kan, terus dia cerita ke gue. Yang pertama gue bayangin adalah creepy, yang kedua gue akan memposisikan gue sebagai dia and I'm gonna be like oh that's sweet, yang ketiga dia nanya, dia serius gak ya sama gue? Dia mau ninggalin karirnya buat gue. And I'm like, dude, you're in high school! What no, career? It's middle school!
What career do you have in middle school?
I mean, like...
Kertas harfes. What? I don't... What?
I mean, like, sports or...
Why would...
What? Dream school?
Oh my god, that was... That is...
Oh that is so god. Dumb!
Yes.
Dan dia nanya... Gimana ya kalau misalnya dia pengen ngikutin SMA-nya bareng gue gitu. Ya lo gak bisa jeopardize karir dia gitulah. Ya ya romantis sih, tapi gak bisa gitu. Lo harus ngomong sama dia, gue bilang gitu kan. Tapi tetap aja gue gak tahu dua-duanya berrekonsiliasi macam apa. And it ended up with the girl dating someone else.
Older.
Yep. And I'm like, dude, you're seriously so dumb. Jadi teman gue yang cowok ini benar-benar ngelepas dan meninggalkan keinginan, keimpian, mimpi-mimpi dia yang sudah dia rencanakan jauh-jauh hari demi cewek ini dan berakhir putus karena cewek ini lebih attach ke kakak kelas karena dia dikasih boneka.
That's why you should never, you know, let someone else affects your decision. Your decision should be yours. Okay, I never let any anyone, not even my parents, decide anything for me. Okay, I was just so grounded in myself from a young age. That's why I don't listen to anyone. Like, I literally don't listen to anyone.
Mm.
Like, I would never listen to you. Like, even until now, I think, okay, it's hard for me to listen. Kecuali lu ngasih kayak fakta or like pertimbangan yang ya oke lah.
Enggak, lu gak pernah dengerin gue.
That's a good reason for that, buddy.
Ya, lu denger gue tadi ngomong apa?
Yeah.
That's why you should have never listened to me.
I mean, I still don't listen to anyone. Kind of. Sampai batas tertentu. Dalam batas normal sih, tapi. You should too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No one should ever listen to, like, kayak gimana gak 100% keputusan orang lain lu ikutin?
Iya. Kayak, lo yang tahu diri lo sendiri. Orang-orang tuh biasa nanya ke orang lain, minta advice, karena satu, butuh validasi. Dia butuh validasi untuk opini dia. Dia udah punya keputusan sendiri, tapi dia gak yakin itu benar atau enggak. Makanya dia nanya ke orang lain. Dia mencari validasi. Yang kedua, jadi goblok udah. Just like me. Kayak gue menggantungkan keputusan gue ke orang lain. Like, why? Why would I do that?
Karena from a young age, you're not taught to make your own decisions.
Iya, gila.
All the decisions were made for you.
Iya, ketika gue memutuskan untuk memutuskan sesuatu, pasti salah. Jadi kayak, oh my god, my life is a mess.
Kayak gue bener-bener fleksibel sih dari kecil tuh kayak, even if I made the worst decision ever, my parents would let me deal with it. I mean, they would help me if I asked, but I was too stubborn to ask. So I would just deal with it. I don't know if that's good parenting, though. It kind of is. It's tough parenting, for sure. Karena I made a lot of mistakes that could be preventable. If there were, I don't know, like, parental figures around. Kind of questionable decisions throughout my high school days. Yang bisa aja gak usah kayak gitu. Kalau misalnya a certain someone would say ade stop or something. But I never got that kind of like treatment from my parents. Gak pernah kayak gak boleh atau jangan. Kayak yaudah. Tapi kamu tanggung jawab ya. I'm like alright but. So just like you know.
Iya, gue gak dapet itu. Jadi, 180 derajat berbeda dan gue apa desain sekarang.
Tapi, I would, apa yang ngomong ke diri gue lebih muda tuh kayak, maybe try to make some friends, you know? Actually try to, like, play nice with other people, even though they're kind of, like, different from you. Because, like, dari kacamata orang lain, gue yang berbeda dari mereka. But, like, in my eye, everyone else is different. And I don't want that. Gue cuma mau yang sama. Ya mungkin itu sih advice I would give to my younger self, bahkan dari SD. I would like, you know, just accept other people's differences. That's what makes them unique.
Dear, my younger self, make your choice, idiot. Lu bisa berdiri di kaki lu sendiri, buat keputusan lu sendiri. Lu gak perlu bergantung sama orang lain. Lu gak perlu... Ya ampun, pedesnya. No, I'm just gonna tell her, stop talking! Gue gak tahu udah berapa banyak bullshit yang gue keluarin selama ini. Sekarang tuh gue kayak, oh thank god I don't have a lot of friends right now. Tapi gue tidak menyesal sih, karena dengan cara itu gue punya banyak teman dulu. Teman, pakai tanda kutip, yang cuma nyari gue ketika galau.
Karena gue masih mereka validasi gak sih? Lo gak pernah.
Iya, gue gak pernah
disagree, ngelawan. Disagree, ya.
Gue gak pernah ngelawan mereka. Gue kayak, ya udah nggih, baik, gitu.
Gue gak pernah ngelawan.
Jadi ya, mereka seneng ketika mencari advice ke gue. Dan sekarang gue sadar kalau itu salah banget. Don't do that. Don't do that. Bullshit. Terus kayak, apa ya? Mungkin tuh dulu gue mikir kayak, gue gak ada di sebuah hubungan. Jadi gue bisa ngelihat dari sudut pandang orang lain. Entah sudut pandang lo, sudut pandang pacar lo, sudut pandang selingkuhannya, atau sudut pandang yang lain. Dan gue bisa memposisikan diri gue kemana-mana. Jadi gue bisa ngasih advice. Padahal enggak, gue cuma ngasih mereka validasi doang.
Maybe that's why orang-orang mau ke lo. Karena lo selalu ngasih mereka validasi and that feels good for them.
Kabar burungnya dari mana gitu loh. Kayak, she's good.
No, I mean like, itu kayak natural thing, natural phenomenon gitu loh. Like one person feels good around you, jadi kayak terus nanya ke lo, and like another person sees monkey do, you know. That's rude. I don't mean to say that your friends were monkeys, but like it's a metaphor, it's a saying, never mind.
Tapi itu bener kok. Manggi sih, manggi dulu pedas banget. Tuhanku. Apa salah?
Minum.
But somehow I should be proud of my younger self. Karena dulu gue yang dulu.
Iya benar.
Gue yang masih kecil yang gak tahu apa-apa itu, yang sok tahu tentang apa-apa itu. Dulu gue mengorbankan demi mencoba sesuatu yang baru. Gue iya-iya aja. Oh, kalau gue pengen temenan sama mereka, gue gini. Ngalir, nyung. Nabrak batu.
That's not even water though, it's like...
What?
You're creating a version of yourself that everyone's gonna like.
Oh, yes!
Water is just as is, you know.
Yeah, I want everyone to like me. Gue butuh orang lain tuh butuh gue. That's the problem. Jadi, gue milih ikut ekskul malam-malam biar gue bisa punya teman. Seriously, kalau gue punya time travel thing, I'm gonna go back, I'm gonna slap that girl so hard. Don't do that. Lo bisa punya teman tanpa lo harus ngakuin itu. Tanpa lo harus ngerubah diri lo. Dan someone's gonna love you for who you are. Just don't pretend to be someone else. Stop pretending. Just stop. Ya, terus gue gak tahu kapan itu berubah sehingga gue menjadi seorang yang I don't wanna talk. I'm not gonna talk. Don't talk to me.
And then the depression hits.
I'm not gonna love the attention.
Being more good? I don't think that's right, though. I mean, like, you used to crave attention back then, and now you shy away from it just for the sake of, I don't know, in spite of, like, your past. I don't think that's a healthy coping mechanism either, because lo kayak tidak menyelesaikan masalah, lo cuma kabur dari masalah itu, ya.
Gue lari.
Maybe the best advice I would give to my younger self, think about the consequences before you're gonna do something. Because some things are not supposed to be done when you were that young, you know what I mean?
I think too much. I overthink. Dan lo gak mikir. Kalau gue bisa ngasih sebagian dari overthinking gue ke elu, supaya lo bisa mikir, sedikit aja.
I mean, now I think. Tapi yeah. Kayak I don't overthink.
Uh-huh.
I analyze sampai uh-huh. ketemu jalannya. But like back then, I was just like, fuck it, you know, just like, what's the fun thing for me to do today, you know?
Back then, lo gak pernah mikir.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Back then, I think too much. Gue gak pernah tahu apa yang gue omongin sejak zaman dahulu kala ke teman-teman gue. Dan sampai 1 tahun yang lalu, 2 tahun yang lalu, ya sampai gue umur, sebelum gue punya pacar, sebelum 20 tahun, gue masih ngasih shitty advice that I'm not proud of, but that works. Ya, gue baru sadar kalau gue ternyata memvalidasi semua opini teman-teman gue.
You never even contradict my opinion.
Yeah. No, kalau lu, karena gue ada di sini, gue tahu lu gak bakal dengerin gue. Jadi... ngapain gue ngebantah gitu.
Tapi gue harus minta dulu kalau kayak coba bantah opini gue baru lu bantah.
Iya kan.
And it took you a while to like
think.
Like I have friends who would like debate me on things that are not even my opinion. Kayak debat aja just for the sake of debat.
Gue gak suka debat. Gue gak pernah masuk tim debat. Dan gue gak akan pernah suka debat. Because I love peace.
I mean debate is not even about the arguments about analyzing the situation and finding the good and the bad of it.
Iya sih.
Ya dulu gue suka di debat tuh karena kayak gue dikasih suatu premis dan gue harus mencari apa pro apa kontranya. Dan dari kontranya apa yang bisa dikontra lagi, dari pronya apa yang bisa dikontra lagi. It's a good practice to solve your problems.
First of all, gue gak pernah belajar itu di sekolah. Second of all, opini gue gak pernah divalidasi di rumah.
That's why you should learn in college.
Gua gak tahu apa yang harus gue pelajarin di rumah dan apa yang harus gue pelajarin di sekolah. Karena rumah setiap orang itu kan beda. Dan gue gak tahu kenapa temen gue bisa ada yang kayak gitu, kenapa temen gue ada yang bisa kayak gitu. Kenapa gue gak bisa kayak gitu. Ternyata di kelas gue gak pernah yang namanya ketika guru atau dosen bilang, ada pertanyaan? Gue gak pernah nanya. Gue kan selalu bingung sama kelas itu. Tapi gue bingung apa yang gue bingungin.
Karena lo gak pernah punya practice ground, kayak dasar dasar pemikiran kritis, karena gak pernah dikasih kesempatan to make that. Ini jadi therapy session deh. Dr. Aji, you're welcome. Dr. Aji dengerin ya. Kasih hearingnya yang gini.
Okay.
That's the thing. Recently, kayak mulai dari kayak masuk preklinis itu kan gue mulai membuka diri ke orang-orang. Cause like I figure, okay, maybe I will try to trust some people. And they start coming to me to solve their problem, but I would never give them like a solution. I would just like help them ngelurusin benang mereka yang kusut. Kayak the best, like the best way to help someone is not to give them the answer, but to help them figure out the question.
Oh iya. Iya, karena kalau cuma disodorin doang ya mereka nggak akan grow.
Karena bakal kayak gue bakal kayak enggak. Lu dikasih jawaban, no. Harus dari dalam otak sendiri baru kayak, eh kucingnya minta makan. Tuh, bener. Manis banget ya. Minta makan ya. Hold on, gue kasih makan kucing lu.
Dear my younger self, don't ever cry over boys. Dulu gue galauin apa, gue gak tahu. Tapi gue pernah nyanyi sama cowok yang gue gak tahu kenapa. Karena perasaan gue tidak terbalas. And it was so dumb. I hate that. I hate the fact that I cried over who doesn't deserve it.
Oh my god, beres banget. I mean, ada sih beberapa hal dari masa lalu gue yang I wish I could change. But like, if that didn't happen to me, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. Like, if my IQ score didn't drop like 10 points, I would be like a total bitch. Like, I swear to God. Like, me being a dumbass right now is the best version of myself that I can be. Karena kalau if I'm like smarter than this, I'm gonna be a total bitch. Like, me being dumb. It's like a way for me to develop my emotional intelligence. Jadi gak timpang. So like, you know, I wouldn't change anything. But like, even if I give myself the advice back then, I wouldn't listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
So like, there's nothing I could tell to my younger self. Maybe one thing is be more grateful about your parents' sacrifices and...
Are you like number 5 on Umbrella Academy?
I'm number 1.
Oh, you number one.
I mean, I'm romantic. I'm like family oriented, romantic.
Okay.
Like I usually take the lead naturally.
Hmm.
I'm a lot like number one. Asal gue bukan fanya aja sih. Temen gue yang kayak number 5. I'm number 1.
Oh.
Lo apa? Lo siapa?
Me.
Did you take the quiz?
Rachel.
Shit. Alright, I'm gonna take it again. Gue bahkan udah lupa soalnya. But I got number 1 again.
I'm number 3.
Ben.
Allison.
Allison. Oh, hey!
Hey!
I got Luther/number 1.
So,
gak baca, gue gak tau personality-nya dia. I mean, like, she's kind of vague. So, like, she's kind of, like, normal. Personality-nya kayak normal.
Iya, makanya gue gak ngerti.
That's so vague. Like, what does that mean?
Doesn't mean anything. Gue gak ngerti fungsinya dia apa selain ngerumor orang.
I heard a rumor that you're gonna pay for my tuition this month. I wish I have that power though.
Kenapa lo bukan number 5?
I mean, I don't know. Like kalau gue dalam suatu kondisi krisis, gue gak akan berpikir untuk ngelakuin apa yang number 5 lakuin. Kayak kalau misalnya kita kayak krisis gitu, gue gak akan kayak gerusukan gitu loh. Kayak number 5 kayak langsung kayak vroom, pindah dimensi or something. I would just like, guys, ayo bentar.
Oh.
Like, at least now anyways, like I feel like, you know, yang paling akan gue lakuin.
I thought I was fine. Because she buried everything down and then boom. The apocalypse. But no, hey, I'm number 3.
Tapi kayak number 3 tuh vague banget loh. Kayak kita gak...
Gue gak ngerti tuh
dia.
Dia apa?
Dia kayak storyline-nya tuh kurang gitu. Maybe dia yang paling kayak gak konflik. Dia kayak gak pernah konflik gitu. Kalau number 1 tuh gak konflik tuh kayak oke, kita selesain.
Kita selesain.
Number 2 kayak shoot first, think later.
Think later.
Number 3 tuh kayak, gak tau kayak I just don't think number 3 sees conflict as conflict. Kayak yaudah gitu. I kinda like Klaus though. Gue suka banget sama Klaus. He's so funny. Tragic but funny. Comic relief tapi tragic. Man, you're chewing so loud.
Iya, pedes banget. Udah hilang.
ASMR.
ASMR.
I hate ASMR. I hate chewing sounds. Gue gak bisa denger orang ngunyah.
Gue cuma bisa denger orang ngunyah es batu. But I like the scene when Lu udah nonton season 2 belum?
Belum.
Oke.
Berat, capek.
Oke.
Okay. Nonton satu tuh gue kayak capek banget tuh kayak.
Oke.
Konfliknya baik banget. Gak ada TV show yang kayak santai, damai. TV show yang santai. Apa ya?
Gak ada. Even H2O. I mean like just like
too. Comedy. Cuman kayak acara stand up komedi aja. Okay. Gue tonton yang bener-bener kayak chill.
Yeah, you should watch season 2.
Ntar deh.
You should watch season 2. Because it, tapi itu emotionally.
Ntar deh habis sebelum masuk sana lagi.
Uh-huh.
Okay guys, so one of the listeners actually reached out to one of us dan request the topic or like maybe an advice.
A question?
Bagaimana caranya terlihat tidak ambiar ketika sedang
tidak bahagia?
Tidak bahagia.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you wanna fake things? Kalau kelihatan tidak bahagia, then why do you have to not show that? Emang kenapa kalau nunjukin kalau lu sedang tidak bahagia?
Yeah, let me get back to my advice to my younger self. Stop pretending! Gue dulu tuh kayak gitu, kayak gue nggak tidak menemukan kedamaian di rumah, dan gue cari ke tempat lain, dan gue terlihat bahagia di situ.
Oh yeah, me too.
Is it like depression or something? Is it like depression or something? But I don't know. But waktu gue patah hati pun, gue akan selalu terlihat bahagia and cheerful. Gue nggak tahu gimana caranya gue melakukan itu. But just keep smiling.
I mean, not really. I mean, gimana ya? Kayak dalam konteks profesional, mungkin ada waktunya lo emang harus kelihatan profesional dan tidak, you know,
oh, yeah,
mempresentasikan diri lo sebagai orang yang sedang bekerja.
As a model and actress.
Not even as a professional.
I was thought that, dulu tuh gue diajarinnya, gini loh, orang tuh mau ngelihat performance kamu. Mereka nggak peduli apa yang terjadi di belakang layar. Mereka nggak peduli mau kamu lagi sedih, mau kamu lagi nangis, mau kamu lagi seneng, mau kamu lagi mabok, mau kamu lagi ngapain. Mereka nggak akan mau tahu dan mereka nggak akan peduli. Jadi maju, senyum, kasih apa yang mereka perluin, yang udah mereka bayar. Like, perform, and then you go back, and then you go back to yourself.
I mean, that's kind of harsh.
Dulu gue diajarinnya kayak gitu. Jadi kayak, I'm covering myself.
But like, here's the thing. That's not my advice. My advice is, hold it together until you're not in a professional setting. Like, if I were to receive a bad news yang bikin gue bener-bener sedih, saat gue lagi bertugas, like, maybe di poli or something, I wouldn't just, like, cry at the spot.
Yeah.
I would like finish my job, like during my break I would like maybe cry and like you know just like find the time, but like don't ever like repress your emotion atau kayak sembunyiin perasaanmu sesungguhnya untuk kayak masang topeng di depan orang lain bahwa lu sedang tidak kenapa-kenapa. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being not okay.
Mm-hmm. It's okay to be not okay.
It's okay to not be. I don't know. Tapi kayak nggak apa-apa kalau lu tuh sedang kenapa-kenapa gitu loh.
Itu wajar, itu manusiawi.
Manusiawi. Kayak lu gak
jangan,
bisa.
Jangan ditutupin.
Tapi kalau emang waktunya untuk bersifat profesional, bersifat profesional lah.
Mm-hmm. Tapi jangan setiap saat lu menutup fakta bahwa lu lagi kenapa-kenapa. Karena itu gak bagus dan kalau lu pendem ya.
There's nothing good that ever comes from mendem sesuatu.
Iya, itu cuma bom waktu doang. Lo gak akan pernah mau itu untuk menghancurkan mental dan pekerjaan lo, kita semua, professionalism.
Jadi untuk menjawab pertanyaannya, bagaimana caranya agar terlihat tidak ambiar ketika sedang tidak bahagia?
Just,
if you're unhappy, just show it, it's fine.
Yeah.
You're human, you're capable of emotions,
uh-huh.
Just don't hide it, it's fine. You're gonna be fine. There you go, that's good advice.
Yeah, pokoknya gimana pun ceritanya kan kita yang tahu diri kita sendiri kayak gimana. Kita tahu kapasitas kita, kita tahu kapan kita senang, kita tahu kapan kita sedih. dan kita tahu kapan harus memposisikan diri. Tapi sometimes emang kita perlu untuk sedih, karena dari situ kita bisa lihat kualitas dan makna dari kehidupan.
Just speak your truth. If you're unhappy, you're unhappy. If you're happy, you're happy.
Yeah, like that.
Just don't ever lie to yourself.
Okay, okay guys, kalau misalnya next time ada yang mau ditanyain, feel free to knock my DM, or kalau misalnya mau request sesuatu supaya kita bisa mikir untuk bikin topik apapun itu, just knock into my DMs.
Oh my god, she's being so aggressive right now. Alright guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
As always.
As always.
We will see you in the next episode.
We love you. I love myself. Love you. Love everyone.